St John produced television show Revival was recently nominated in review aggregation website Rotten Tomatoes Golden Tomatoes Awards for Best Horror Series. Nominated for this award alongside much bigger productions including Alien Earth, The Last of Us, and Stranger Things, the show has also gone on to pick up two nominations at the Canadian Screen Awards, this time for Lead Performance Drama for Melanie Scrofano and Editing in a Drama Program for Sandy Pereira. St. John production company Hemmings House Pictures was heavily involved in the production, and Local 107.3 FM spoke with founder of the company and executive producer on the show, Greg Hemmings, about what the nominations mean for him, the company, and the city of St. John, as well as the prospects for the city to host other productions of a similar scale in the future.
It's almost like winning the lottery for us, because it was a dream in, you know, two decades in the making to bring a show of this size here. And for us to be able to have a, you know, a leading part in making this show happen, and being, you know, this being the first time ever doing something of this scale, for it to turn out to be such a fun show that earned an audience of fans is, you know, I'm just so grateful for that. And the fact that it got two nominations for the upcoming Canadian Screen Awards, as well as recognition with Rotten Tomatoes, it's a little bit of a head spin for me. And I'm just so proud to be a small part of such a larger team that made all this happen. The Rotten Tomatoes, as you know, is this website that that scores different programs. And we have had an abnormally high Rotten Tomatoes rating of 93%, certified fresh. They nominated us for Best Horror. And the neat thing is we are up against big, big budget projects like The Last of Us, for example, would be in the same cohort. It's little tiny itsy bitsy revival against these mega shows, you know. And for the Canadian Screen Awards, that's a big deal for us, because that is like our Emmys and, you know, our Oscars. You know, it's a big awards event for the Canadian producers. And we got two nominations, one for our lead actress, Melanie Scrofano, as well as our editor, Sandy Pereira. So that's a pretty good swing for our first TV series.
I just want to kind of how you feel that this nomination kind of reflects on the work that St. John is, including yourself, have put into this, and, you know, how the city itself is kind of like being a part of the production.
Well, I think the whole city of St. John can be proud that they all are part of winning this award, because the city of St. John is a character in the show Revival. It's not named St. John, but you can see St. John all over it. St. John is a leading role actor in Revival. So I think it's just something we should all be proud of, whether you worked on the series or not, whether you watched the series or not. It is something that St. John should be proud of. And yeah, getting these nominations is a big deal.
Is there any news on the future of Revival and Hemmings House Pictures' involvement in it?
We're still slogging away. We do have news not related to season two, but related to season one. It's not public yet, but it's very exciting. So when that happens, you'll be getting a call. So that particular news could very well dictate what will happen for season two. We've been patiently waiting. It doesn't look likely that there'll be a season two in the near future, but we're very, very hopeful that we'll see something in the longer or medium term future.
I was wondering about your kind of reflections on how the experience of working on such a large production has kind of prepared Hemmings House Pictures and St. John itself for other productions of similar scale.
I would say if we got the news that Revival Season 2 is happening today, we would say we are ready. Let's go. We learned so much as producers on what is required. We learned where our strengths and our gaps were in the province. One very interesting challenge that we have in this province as compared to Nova Scotia is in Nova Scotia, Halifax is where most of the density of the crew live. So they get to go home in their own beds every night. In New Brunswick, we've got Fredericton, St. John, we have Miramichi, we have Moncton. So to actually crew up, we might have enough crew to be able to crew up a decent sized feature film, but 2/3 of them are going to have to be traveled in, and that's very expensive. So these are different challenges that our province has compared to our neighbors beside us. But we now know that. It's really awesome to have an inventory of the strengths and the weaknesses and the areas of growth, because that really prepares us for our next project, you know? So yeah, it also gave a lot of first-time workers the chance to have a real honest to goodness, big scale TV show experience on the resume. There's a good chance if you worked on season one of Revival, you will get hired on the next project we bring in. And that's a big deal. You didn't have to go to film school for that. You just had to show up and do a good job and learn as much as you could. And that's how we build an industry from the ground up. So we just need to do the big heavy lift of bringing another big project in to get people working.
On that note as well, not necessarily big productions, but what are you working on? What other projects are coming up?
Really quickly, quick review. What We Dreamed of Then is now available on Apple TV, on anywhere you can rent movies. That's the feature film that we filmed here in St. John. Our latest really big scale documentary called The Berg is now available on CBC Gem and also on the CBC YouTube. You can also, of course, see Revival on Crave. So those are the projects that have released in within the last year. What we have got coming up is a really cool documentary that we're calling The Real King Kong, where we are working with anthropologists and historians to recreate the largest gorilla ever found, or you know, in China. Their teeth were found from this massive pre-ice age period of these King Kongs, if you will. So this is going to be cool. It's a departure from what we typically do, and it's going to be a really big size documentary, and we're really excited for that one. We've got several other projects that are in development right now, and it's relevant to Hemming's House and Hemming's Films, but it's really a personal project. It's my first real attempt at creating a YouTube series. It's called Rewiring the Muse. And you can look it up on YouTube just under my name, Greg Hemmings. And it's a documentary series that I've been releasing one episode a month. And it's really a mental health journey following my journey from losing the inspiration and motivation as an artist to be creative. And some of the things that I had to do to pull myself out of that. And it's relevant to anybody who makes a living trying to be creative. If you lose that creative spark, it's really trippy. So it's been really fun for me able to actually use my creative passion to actually make something that the very act of making it helped me crawl out of a certain hole. So what you're seeing isn't just a YouTube series of something I want people to see. It's actually what I did for medicine for myself. Was I have to go make something for me, for nobody else. And that's what I did. And I shared the experience in this little series, and I'm really excited for people to check it out.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.